people dangling for, how long has it been? About 45 minutes. I'm sorry. Sorry to keep you waiting so long. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
What can I do for you?
Well, I called you yesterday for some advice about my husband who was so depressed.
Yes. And I told you that if he came in and you're a little, he might cheer up. Well, did you offer him the ultimate access?
Yes.
And what did he say?
He couldn't speak.
He was agog?
Yes, he was absolutely thrilled.
He was thrilled, you said?
Uh-huh.
And so, is it now a fait accompli?
Well, it kind of backfired a little.
It backfired? That's a bad thing when you're talking about, you don't want no backfires. I mean, Nella! I mean, no backfires allowed. How did it backfire?
Well, normally we wake up at 4 a.m. in the morning, which is kind of early, I know, but
yeah.
Our working schedule, that's the way it is.
But you get up at 4 a.m., right?
Well, this morning he woke me up a little earlier than usual.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at the clock and I said, well, gee, what's going on? You woke me up so early. We don't get enough sleep as it is. And he said, well, you were looking depressed.
Ooh.
And I wanted to cheer you up.
Uh-huh.
So, since I didn't really, let's see, it was kind of one-sided last night.
Uh-huh.
Well, he paid back with interest this morning.
He did.
But now I have another problem.
What's the problem?
Well, now I have to explain it to everybody at work why I have this big smile on my face.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that's all right. That's a good smile to have. Well, I helped out, right?
Yes.
So now you're going to make it a regular part of your romantic agenda, right?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You suffered no undue duress, right?
No.
All right, well, you take your morning message. It should be no fuss, no fuss. DC 101. Whoa. It's after 8 o'clock.